This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on North Ridgeville is brought to you by Attractive Carpet One, home of the beautiful guarantee. Visit Attractive Carpet One, Center Ridge Road, here in North Ridgeville. And good morning. We've got Eric Moen with us from Attractive Carpet. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Happy holidays, Bruce.
Thanks.
Greg, everybody out there.
Now, at this time of the year, people always look at their carpet because they know that there's going to be a lot of people showing up. Is there a time of the season when people are starting to put new carpet in because it's, you know, at a point they think, you know, it's time for a change?
Well, over 38 years, I've heard a lot of stories, but I think the big one is somebody calls and says they're coming in for the holidays and mama wants to fix the house up so it looks nice.
What is sort of hot now? I know, way back in the day you had shag carpeting, you had Berber carpet. Is there anything that's hot now that's trending?
Actually, the shags have been pretty popular for the last couple of years. They don't call them shags anymore. But what's really popular right now is what they call luxury vinyl tile. And we phrase it as LVT. But there's a product from Armstrong called Alterna. And it's just a fantastic product. And people are just buying it left and right, doing their kitchens and foyers and entryways. Kitchens are a very, very popular area to fix the floors up and whatnot. But I would say that's the hot item. Used to be laminate flooring, you know, the wood look, but easier to keep clean than wood. Hardwood flooring still is very, very big. And, of course, for those areas you want to stay warm, carpet, carpet, carpet.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about this luxury vinyl tiling. What are the benefits of it, or what makes it so popular with people these days?
The technology that they have, and I suppose it's with computers and printing, they are able to create patterns that look exactly real. And then we can also have a special grout that's put between. It's only an eighth of an inch thick. It's made from solid vinyl composites, and it's very hard, very durable, very easy to keep clean, and it's not cold like ceramic.
It also then, I guess, well, I was going to say that, so that it has the look of that, but not those type of things. Anybody knows with those stones or tiles or whatever, you know, it'll be cold if you step on it with your bare feet, but this obviously offers...
Unless you pay for us to put a heating system underneath the ceramic floor.
Really? That is an option for people
to do? Yes, and
you
actually have a thermostat on the wall, and you can heat your floor.
Wow.
Isn't that
something? I could have used that, huh?
Well, there's a lot of technology that goes into some of these type of things that people are looking at, too. When they come out to your showroom, what do they see? What's the process for them to...
Well, when they first walk into the showroom, it's very open, very spacious. It's set up professionally through Carpet One Corporate out of St. Louis. And the Carpet One products are specifically chosen and designed from around the country to get the best colors, the best styles, for the best price. Made my job much easier than it was in the old days.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's true. But you still obviously have a lot of the samples that people then can probably take and kind of see if it fits with their home decor, their style, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. We also give free in-home estimates. We don't charge to come out, measure it, quote a job. And, you know, that's all free. Like some of the big box stores charge to have someone come out, measure, and give you an estimate. We still do that for free.
Yeah. Eric, installation is key, whether it's carpeting or, you know, the tiles you speak of. Tell us about your installation crew and the training they have to go through to make things right.
Well, we have many crews, and it takes many years for an installer to go and become an actual full-fledged installer, you know, to become a journeyman. Back in 1977, I started laying carpet, so I'm an installer. So I take it very, very serious, and nobody can pull the wool over my eyes. I can look in their truck, and I can walk out to one of their jobs and know what they're doing. Every job we do is customized. No two jobs are the same. So you really need the right personality along with the skill level. And there's two types. The ones that do the hard surface, the LVTs and the hardwoods, and the others that do the carpet. And they're separate skill levels, actually.
How are your knees, by the way? That always seems to be, as a carpet layer, it looks like the knees are the one of the things that take a lot of the...
Knees, back, and shoulder, neck. Yeah, they're wore out. They're wore out. Eric doesn't get on his knees too much anymore, except for maybe a prayer once in a while.
How important is the what goes under those things that get put on the subfloor? What's being, you know, the preparation that takes place before the actual carpet or the
great question. Preparation is the key to a successful installation. You know, to have the skill level to prepare the floor properly, to inspect it, to know what needs to be done, to supply and install quality underlayment, install it correctly, and then to give a lifetime labor warranty, which is what we do. The lifetime of the floor. We guarantee the floor of everything we do. If we install the floor, you have a lifetime labor warranty. Never wears out.
And I've got to think the preparation is different for example, a slab versus a, you know, plywood or whatever is underneath, right?
I've seen some slabs that are just in beautiful shape, and I've seen some slabs you wonder who they hired to pour that.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right. And then hardwood, you know, over a wood substrate, most of the time we'll put down an underlayment, but many times we can prep it and go over what's there.
That's just one of the things they find out once they get there, because as with anything, you don't know what you get until you either pull up the old carpet or take up the old floor, and then your job is kind of to make the final topping. It's almost like putting the icing on a cake to make it look beautiful no matter what was going on underneath there.
Correct. It's the old fable, the pee under the mattress.
Absolutely. Anything going on as far as specials or things that are making it happen?
Well, the luxury vinyl tiles are hot, like I told you, and we do have some carpeting that's on sale. And, you know, stop in and visit the store, you know, take a look at some things. Financing is very popular for the big ticket items when we're doing a large area. But you would actually be surprised if you're just doing one room how inexpensive it can really be.
Sometimes you just then have to maybe, you know, you think about doing the whole house, because what happens is one room looks really nice, and then you're thinking, that room's connected to that room, connected to that room. But if you take it, I guess, a little at a time, it could be really work out affordably for you.
Yeah, and many people do. Absolutely.
The luxury vinyl tiles, what size are they?
Well, they come different sizes. They can come in a strip form to look like a wood, but the more popular ones are 12 by 12, 16 by 16, to give the real stone and tile look. And I mean, it is real. I mean, when you walk in and walk on it, you can't tell you that you're not walking on stone or ceramic tile until you realize it's not cold and it's not making that clicking noise.
Yeah. Wow. Or if you drop something on it, it doesn't shatter immediately. Maybe there's a little bit.
It's less resistant to breaking a glass, but nobody can guarantee you won't break your glass.
Yes, that's true. There's only certain guarantees that you stand behind, I guess, on that attractive carpet. Again, if people want to come by, you're located on Center Ridge Road, I guess just across from Pat Catan's.
Yep, family-owned business. I've been in the business for 38 years. Four sons, two of them work for me now. They've all worked for me at one time or another.
Right. And you'll be excited to see this, if the widening of Center Ridge takes place, how that'll all help the businesses along.
You know,
there.
That's a good point that you bring up. You know, we're right next to Walgreens over there, so when that construction does happen, we will be advertising and people need to know that we have special access from behind Walgreens, because they needed a part of my property to put Walgreens in. So I have special access to get off of Learnego Road to get into my parking lot, so they won't get jammed up on Center Ridge Road. All business people are very scared of how much business we're going to lose when that happens, and it, you know, we have to plan ahead for it.
Right, you kind of have to sort of grit through it and hope that the final result of that will obviously bring easier access to a lot of the business.
Which is well needed. I've been living in North Ridgeville for 39 years. So I'm born and raised out of Grafton. I'm a local boy.
But you have that special access off of Walgreens now, no matter what the traffic looks like.
No matter what the traffic does. If you can drive down Learnego Road, you can get to our store very easy.
That's great. Our guest today, Eric Moen with Attractive Carpet One. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Bruce, Craig, it was a pleasure. Thank you for the good questions. Happy holidays, everyone.